Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
This week on The God Pod.
Maybe we'll do some fuck, marry, kill.
Ooh.
Right? Fuck, marry, kill, God, Jesus, Satan.
Oh, that's tough. Because I want all 3 of those things.
Oh my God, I wouldn't even know where to start.
I would kill Jesus because he'll just come back to life.
That's true.
Family's who you choose. Jesus apparently isn't my son, and Satan, I've enjoyed our time, you know, it's been idyllic, really, rolling around on the floor, playing tickle games.
Yeah, tickle games, that was one of the weirdest things we did.
Real Mufasa and Simba stuff, you know?
Yeah, oh, I don't seem to remember the scene in Lion King where Mufasa and Simba play tickle games.
But... You don't remember that?
It's a Bug's Life tanks that they've got.
Yeah, they look like ladybugs.
It's the most adorable little army you've ever seen.
Yeah, the Peter Pan choppers. He can fly.
So,
they can fly.
It's the Tink Tanks, like Tinkerbell. Tink Tanks.
The Lilo and Stitch missiles.
No matter how wrong they are, you're always rooting for their army. Welcome to the God Pod. I'm your host of hosts, the good Lord with the most, the one and only Almighty God. Thank you for joining us as we attempt to restore order to the multiverse. I'm here today with my pals, Satan. Get it out. Yep, he's just appearing out of fire and brimstone. Such an entrance.
I'm feeling quirky today.
Yeah. As Mary Magdalene would call you, you're a, what was that thing? Like, drama? No.
Straight up G.
You're a bad bitch. Also here with me today is my therapist, Psyche.
Hello, boys.
Hello.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Mm-hmm. Happy Monday. On Friday of this week is going to be our first ever God Pod Live Party.
Oh, man.
Yes!
I'm pumped. Yeah. I'm wearing and I'm dressing to the nines.
Ooh.
What does that mean, dressing to the nines?
Wouldn't it be the 666?
Dressing to the sixes.
I'm dressing to the 3 sixes. Flip that upside down. Right. I can just picture it in my head. It's a tightly tailored red suit with sixes all over it.
Mm-hmm. Bedazzled sixes, baby.
Yeah, picture
it's
the
kind
Riddler,
of like the Joker. Like, oh, that's what I was going to say. Not the Riddler, Joker, the Riddler. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's going to be fun. 2 shots with Satan.
God, I wonder if people should write in and let you know what Psyche should wear, if there's any recommendations.
Ooh. 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 Whoa. Oh.
What are the options?
Yo, 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 yo.
A nun's outfit.
None. That, no
goddess.
One will want that.
A goddess. Mm-hmm. Maybe she'll be nude.
Right. Nothing.
Okay, my vote so is one of those 70s disco outfits.
Ooh.
You guys know what I'm talking about?
No.
I don't know. Tell me the picture that's in your head.
Like a very shiny coat and pants and then a very inappropriate afro or something.
Oh.
Okay. Inappropriate afro. It's like a good title for a comedy.
An afro for somebody that would never, ever, ever have an
right,
afro.
Right, right. A Halloween costume.
That's what I'm thinking.
What should I wear? Robes?
Ooh, God, I think all white because you're majestic.
Right. I don't know. Eggshell white might be a big choice. Eggshell white because it's a party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I don't wear the robes, though, people are like, who are you?
What about glasses?
You know? Ooh, that would be a statement. Fashion
yeah, that's
statement.
A statement.
Sunglasses.
That's a statement. Sunglasses at night.
Yeah. Mm.
Very much like Corey Hart, that song. I wear my
right
wing
maniacs kind of ruined sunglasses, didn't they?
Did they?
They all wear sunglasses. If you see them on Twitter, they've always got the wraparound sunglasses looking
hard. Yeah, very different, though. I'm thinking a nice aviator.
Mm-hmm. Right.
A classic Ray-Ban, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I could go for the Lenin glasses, like those little circles, right?
Oh, that's
right. Now,
That makes you.
No, makes the eyes too small. Eyes too small. Not for God. Not for God. Cool. God is the pilot of the sky. You know what I mean? Mm. He needs an aviator. He needs a Top Gun Tom Cruise moment.
I like that. I should wear aviator sunglasses because I'm Sky Daddy.
Yeah.
Exactly. No matter what, though, I'm going commando.
Ooh.
So... let's say hi to the listeners.
Hi, listeners.
Hi, listeners. Hello, listeners. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate you spending some time with us today.
And I just want to say really quick, I appreciate you a lot more than God.
Whoa.
Okay, boys, not yet. We're not in session yet.
Oh, sorry.
I thought we had made some progress. Yeah, well, you know, give us 5 stars, write us a review, all that, blah, blah. Everybody asks for that. Please. We'll read your review on air. Who does that? You know, like we're about to do for one of our listeners right now. Who wants to read this one? It's a long one.
Ooh, I do. The review?
Yeah.
From Dear God, It's Me, Sam.
Perfect, perfect, yes.
You guys, I just jumped up
this
on
is your
you.
First
probably
one.
Want to do this. I know, I just got way
You're
too excited. I wasn't
Go
asked
for it.
To do this. Okay.
Go for it. 5-star rating.
5 stars? Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay, from
the
United
most a person
States.
Can give.
Yeah, that's out of 5, everybody. That's not like out of 10.
The author is SG Casas 21. Mm-hmm. Hey there. I'm Patreon member PM. As a PM, you legally have to read my review. Anywho, I was wondering why this show is not on screen yet. Why is God, in quotes, not able to make this happen for himself yet? Hmm.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Let me respond to that. Let me respond to that. Listen, Sam, there's a lot of people trying to make shows out there, okay? And they're, frankly, more talented and skilled than God. Does that answer your question?
Well, ready? All powerful. Huh? Hmm. Huh. Hmm. Anywho...
Oh, second anywho in one paragraph.
If it's because of money, why hasn't Jesus divided my $10 in $20, $40, $80, $160 like he did with the fish? Question mark. That's how it works, right?
That's
Here
a
we
good
go.
Point.
Here we go,
That's a
God.
Good idea. Jesus should become a counterfeiter.
Third anywho. Anywho. Thanks for your time. Your show is great, and I literally LOL almost every episode.
Almost.
Anywho, ta-ta.
Ah, the anywhos and the ta-tas.
There's 4:55 a.m. in parentheses. I am almost finished with your couples therapy, out of parentheses. I've laughed out loud so much. I've been high, so that helps. Number 5.
It does help.
And Anywho, I am embarrassed about my review, but I'm going to keep it. That's what my psychologist would tell me. Sit with the uncomfortableness. See ya. Smiley face. Sam. Sam is my favorite person ever.
This is my favorite. Absolutely killed it.
Favorite review. And you know what I have to say, Sam? Thank you so much. As a fellow psychologist from Liberty Mutual Online, I really appreciate understanding that you have done so much work to sit with the uncomfortableness.
I love that.
And look, the uncomfortableness brought you to where you are today. So that is just wonderful. Thanks,
and
Sam.
And as a person that's constantly trying to push themselves to conquer more fears, you know, I really respect this. You wrote it and you put it up there. And honestly, that money thing, kind of genius. I might have to get Jesus on bangobango.com.
I mean, Sam better come to the live party.
Well, yeah, I mean, Sam's already invited because Sam's a patron member. So all patrons, you know, they get to they get automatic access. We're going to send them.
Okay, but he or she should come.
That's so cool.
Yeah, exactly. So if you are a patron, don't forget to actually come. Watch your email around the time of the event, okay, which is August 20th from 9 to 11 Eastern Standard Time.
Woo-hoo!
We're going to, yeah, we'll send the Zoom link via email. Mm-hmm. For the event, and sign up and get your tickets. There's a link in the description of this episode. Anywho, I really love this review, and I especially love the phrase "sit with the uncomfortableness."
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I feel like that could be a slogan just for the God Pod.
It felt like he was going through an existential crisis and felt the need to respond, but was also feeling a connection to God and Satan because he was talking to Psyche. And so it reminded him of his psyche. So, Sam, I'm so happy I could remind you of your psychologist, and we all sit with the uncomfortableness. And maybe that's something we should focus on this episode, is sitting with the uncomfortableness.
Is that like being in the lunchroom in high school and you're like, who should I sit with? Should I sit with the, popular kids, or should I sit with the uncomfortableness?
No, but I'm not going to discourage that from that being your thought. It's more about sitting with uncomfortable thoughts, you know, like, oh, God, am I going to hate that I'm having Satan on right now to have this conversation? Oh, my God, I gave Satan a compliment last time. Okay, you know what?
But oh, my God,
sit with
just
that uncomfortableness, and I'm going to let it go because it's out in the interweb.
That's a really good note, and I'm going to really start monitoring when I do things that make me uncomfortable so I can sit with it.
Cool.
Like, you know, swimming, sometimes uncomfortable.
Is it because you got a cape?
Yeah. It's really uncomfortable to just be swirling that thing around in the water.
But it might be good to have, your pitchfork, because you could use it as a little rowing machine.
Oh, yeah. Totally. I'll be in the water with my cape up to my shoulders trying to row. That's a good idea.
I preferred sitting with the nerds, sitting with the popular kids. That for me was the uncomfortableness.
Yeah, same girl, same.
Same girl. I feel the exact same girl.
You see, we'll read your review. So if you're listening right now, write us a review.
Woohoo!
Get involved. It'll be fun. We'll read it. We got some comments on our cast box.
We did?
From a young man named Daniel, who says,
Daniel,
I'm with God. Smite everybody who doesn't get the shot. You damn people listen to God. He knows what he's talking about. And then he had another comment on our most recent episode with Mary Magdalene. And he said, God, how hot is Mary the bad bitch?
She's hot as fuck.
Hot as fuck. Exactly. Just, you can't even imagine.
She's a hot piece of ass.
She's a hot mess to me, I'll tell you that much.
I don't know if she would be okay with us talking like this.
Really?
She would be like, I'm a bad
bitch.
Here's
the thing. I'm a little jealous because no one said that Psyche was hot, but...
Well, no, I mean, they have, but it's just, you know, they're like, Psyche's hot.
It's just really inappropriate.
You know what, Satan? Just sit with the uncomfortableness.
Oh, God, it's like I'm in a pool again.
Will Mary be joining us for Seder dinner?
Yes, she will.
Yay!
Mary will be there. Psyche will be there.
Who else?
Okay. Satan, Jesus, God, maybe Moses. We'll see. Moses is still checking his schedule.
Moses.
Moses, clear it up. Moses, that's a very Moses thing.
Holy Spirit is still in some other galaxy. I don't know. But we, we're going to have a lot of fun. It's not going to be a sausage party.
No way.
Okay.
Thank God.
No. Lots of patrons will be there, females. That we skew actually more female than male in our audience.
You know what would be really fun,
if you
can
believe it?
What if we played a dating game?
Yes. Ooh, I'm writing that down.
And
actually
we could have the singles come out.
No.
Like, they could come up and we can connect.
Dating game. Is that like, it's more like just shoot your shot, you know?
Yeah, shoot your shot with, and or with God.
Yeah, so
shoot
you know,
your shot
let's be
and
honest.
Or with God.
That'll be fun. Shoot your shot. Hopefully, everybody gets you know someone. That
Wait,
wants
what
to
about shoot your shot with Satan?
Shoot your shot with Satan. Shoot your shot with Jesus.
That gets a big.
Shoot your shot with Psyche.
Woo, 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 woo.
Shoot your shot with Moses, but he is married.
Psyche's ready for this. Psyche is psyched.
Oh,
yes. I love that for you.
What's
that's great. That's a great catchphrase.
What game do you want to play that's Psyche related? Maybe dredge up your
Ooh.
Trauma.
Come sit in this chair. What kind of game? You know, I really love, I love a dating game. I have to say, I love a 1960s, 70s type of game. You know,
the have you seen the reboot?
Game.
Have reboot. You seen the of the dating game?
The you mean the celebrity dating game?
Yeah.
Yes, I have. Yeah. Were you on it, Satan?
I've been on it a couple times in different iterations of myself.
Wow.
My favorite was Chris Kattan.
No, I didn't see that one.
Oh, it was a great one. I wish he could come on. But yeah, no, I think a dating game would be tons of fun. I would say maybe God for another time, if you want to jot this one down, a bingo. I love a bingo.
Oh,
bingo. We play a lot of bingo in heaven.
We could do like bobbing for apples.
Oh, you know what?
How do you
Satan,
do that? How do you do
far,
that on Zoom?
Too far. Could get a little too far.
Look, I'm the ideas guy. I'm not the actual logistics guy. I'm just going to throw you ideas, see what sticks.
But we could do like God loves bingo. You know what I mean? And then each one
and
of us
Satan
could
loves
have
bango.
Certain numbers.
Yeah, bango,
it could
bango,
be
bingo.
Bango, bingo.
Bango, bingo, exactly.
Look, I'll talk to my people, though. I don't know if we're ready to, you know, just jump
That's too
in
good.
Promoting stuff.
That's good. That's good.
That's good. Everybody, you know.
You know,
maybe
Psyche
we'll,
has
yeah.
tons of ideas. They're just
That's
coming.
A good idea because yeah. I could make, like, a bingo graphic.
Yeah.
Know? And then it's like every time, and one of the squares will be like, Satan says bango, bango.
Mm. Yes, yes.
Like God yes. makes game. A... God makes a Jesus.
And every time Psyche says she's psyched, like
right.
that's a bingo card.
God says that, makes a joke about Satan hanging around, you
mm-hmm.
know.
That's good. Every time you're like kind of like weirdly into how good Satan looks, like that could be one that you do.
This is going to be loads of fun.
How do you make bingo? I have to. Okay, so I have to take all these ideas. So let us know in the comments your
Look,
ideas for
me
things.
Me and Psyche,
you know.
We're just the idea people, okay?
We're the idea people.
This is brilliant. I think this could go far. So,
God,
exactly.
I have a question.
Wait. Let me finish my thought.
Oh.
Hold on for a second.
No, I want to hear your question. I want to
okay,
hear Psyche's question.
All right.
Will the listeners and our fellow friends be able to join in the conversations with us?
Oh, yes. That's a great question because, you know, people might not understand that. Yeah, we're going to bring
wow.
you on stage. You're going to be able to talk to
That's
everybody.
That's so cool.
Wow. And ask somebody a question. You know, we'll play Ask God, definitely, I think.
This is going to be really special and unique because I did not know that. I thought it was just a live show. I did not know that it was so interactive.
Mm. For sure. We're going to have... as much audience interaction as we can, because I think that's so much fun and I love the chaos.
Mm. Oh gosh.
I love chaos too.
The chaos of it all. You bring people up on stage, you talk to them for, you know, a minute or so, you send them back down, you bring someone else up, and it's a lot of fun.
Uh-oh, you might get some extra people coming up on stage.
Extra?
What?
And we'll just have to see what happens.
Uh-oh.
What?
August 20th.
Ooh.
Maybe some of my ghouls will sneak up on in there.
No. You never know who's going to show up. Right. Yeah. I mean, I lost my train of thought because I answered
sorry,
the question.
I'm sorry, God.
Oh, I'm so sorry, God.
No, hold on. You motherfucker. So if you have an idea for like a recurring joke or trope from the God Pod that you want added to the bingo cards that I am now going to have to make and distribute fucking somehow, wouldn't that all be like, okay, so bingo cards, they're like, you have all these ideas, but they're just jumbled in different orders so everybody gets a different... Like,
couldn't it just be a printout?
Right, a printout, but everyone can't have the same one because then everyone would get bingo at the same exact
maybe
time.
Maybe just simplify it and make it a drinking game.
There you go.
So you don't win by filling out your bingo card. You just go like, oh, it happened. I take a little sip.
Yeah, and we're, you know, exactly. It's a drinking / smoking joints game. We'll consider making it official Bingo Bango at some point. We'll see.
Yay.
Bingo, bango, bango, bingo. All
maybe
right,
it's a bingo, bango, bang energy drink sponsored event.
Someday. God, me willing. Me willing, Satan.
Me so, willing.
Well, you know, we'll have shots, shot breaks at designated times.
Fine.
Do you know what would be really fun?
Unless you don't want to drink alcohol, in which case, all good.
Iced tea. You can do iced tea like I do. Iced exactly. tea shots.
I'm not going to be drinking. I just do the weed.
You know, so what about hits. If we did a murder mystery one time?
You know, there's so many good ideas, Psyche, that you have.
Psyche and is
I
just
think,
really
I think
into
we
game.
Shouldn't do the party, actually. We should just do a murder mystery between
here's
us.
The thing. Here's the thing, gang. This is going to be the first of many parties. We're going to have one party every month.
Woo! So, I think maybe more.
Maybe it's
maybe
point,
every night we do a murder mystery party.
I mean, there's so many good ideas. There's, you know, there's we could play Truth or Dare. Never Have I Ever.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Whoa. Now we're really getting somewhere. Heads Yikes. Up, maybe. Maybe a moan room.
Heads up, seven
I don't
up.
Know.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Heads up. No, there's like this game, this app that you play.
Like this.
Yeah. Did you guys ever play that game when you were young, though?
Heads up, seven up? Yeah.
That was the most flirtatious second grade game I've ever seen.
But wow. What was it about? I don't remember.
So everybody puts their head down and a thumb up. And then there's like five people in the that don't have that are walking around and they grab one person's thumb. And then when they touch their thumb, you put it down and then they go back to the top and then... Everybody lifts their head and you have to go, who touched your thumb?
Oh, wow, Satan. This is another one of your games.
Relationships were made or broken in Heads Up 7-Up.
Were they? Satan, did you ever do 7 minutes in heaven since you don't belong in heaven?
No, I don't believe in it. I did 7 minutes in hell. Where you go into a room and scream at each other for 7 minutes.
Ooh.
And what was up with Ouija boards? Satan.
Ouija boards?
Yeah, the whole Ouija thing, you know?
Like, oh, yeah, that was a fun thing.
You involved in that? Yeah. I think you made a lot of money on that.
Yeah, no, I was just involved in the product of it. It doesn't do anything. I just love, one, I sold Ouija boards, and then two, I sold the rights for a movie. And then you just cash in. Cash in.
Right.
Ooh.
You made a lot of money on Monopoly also, right? You helped invent that. Started a lot of fights. Mm-hmm. You also invented monopolies.
Yeah.
So the concept.
Well,
so
I originally invented the idea of a monopoly for the game Monopoly. I was like, I really got to get this board game off.
Fascinating. Fascinating.
Oh, we're also going to have to bring like toasts. You know, we'll have to make toasts before we.
All right. I'll bust out my sourdough starter.
No. You know, like you're like to the God Pod and everyone on it and. To the listeners, and wait, that's a lame toast, right? Anyway, you get it. Oh, you know what's a fun game? When you asked, this is fun. So like two people volunteer and then you ask, and then everybody has to guess when the last time was that they got laid. Like, so before the part, like before the game, they tell one person who keeps a secret. They each tell them secretly. And then like everybody has to guess and then they can give the reasons why. And then, at the end you find out, you know,
Psyche's not
last.
Sure if that's a good,
All right. Well, I've been there for one of these before.
May not be great.
It does take a lot. No, it might not be great. No, if it's like, oh, last weekend. Yeah.
Or it's
no,
like
you want people,
10 years when I live alone in the basement.
Yeah. Well, that's the fun part of the game. You never know what you're going to get. Anywho, this is great stuff, gang. Thanks for these ideas. I'm really excited. And if you have any ideas for the party, listener, write us a comment or a review and let us know what you want to do. Okay.
Cool.
Description. The link for the party is in the description of this episode. Maybe we'll do some fuck, marry, kill.
Ooh.
Right? Fuck, marry, kill, God, Jesus, Satan.
Oh, that's tough. Because I want all three of those things.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't even know where to start.
I would kill Jesus because he'll just come back to life.
That's true.
You're giving the listeners answers.
Satan, damn it!
Satan would probably be a better lay, you know?
Hell yeah. Thank you so much.
Right,
I put in a lot of hard work, and I feel like it's finally paying off.
You did put a lot of hard work in.
Mm-hmm. Hey-o!
God! Anywho!
It's time for Ask God. And we got some good questions here from our patrons.
All right. Docs asks, hey, God, are you and the Flying Spaghetti Monster rivals?
Ooh. Okay.
Who's the Flying Spaghetti Monster?
Great question, Psyche. A lot of people might not know. If you don't know, Google search Flying Spaghetti Monster. Basically, it's a deity created by atheists to mock the insanity and ludicrousness of all religions. And they're basically like, okay, there's this flying spaghetti monster that created the universe. I don't really know the details.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Yeah. And they're like, that's God. And you just Googled it.
I just Googled it.
You can see the image. Yes. Are you aware of the Satan?
Oh yeah. I'm an avid fan of the flying spaghetti monster.
Many of our patrons are actually adherents to the Flying Spaghetti Monster Church. Here's the thing, gang. I shy away from referencing this deity because it immediately was like copywritten and trademarked and monetized. So you literally cannot make a depiction of the Flying Spaghetti Monster without having someone be like, take that down. You give us money. So it is ironic to me that a satirical deity made to mock religion immediately became religious. I wish that wasn't the case because I would love to incorporate the Flying Spaghetti Monster into the God character universe.
So you're not sure about the Pastafarians?
No, maybe we would make the Flying Pasta Monster. Mobster? Yeah.
Oh.
The Flying Pasta Mobster. Let's go with that.
Oh, that's good.
That's better.
I like that.
A mobster religion. So, the pasta goes with mobster. Holy shit. This is, fuck you, Flying Spaghetti Monster. I just outdid you. So, yes, I would say we're rivals.
I'm hungry for spaghetti now.
I know.
Yeah.
A little spaghetti, a lot of little gabagool.
We're going to get some, I love
maybe
the word
we'll
gabagool.
Maybe we'll eat spaghetti at the party.
Yes. Friday night.
It's Friday, night. Yeah.
It's
Friday.
Sunday. Friday night. That's that song. All right. Over Chonky asks, God, are Satan and Psyche ever going to show up on Discord?
Wow.
What's Discord?
I don't know.
So my bad. I may not have shared the link with Satan and Psyche yet.
Listen, Over Chunky, this is all the way at the top, a conspiracy that goes all the way up. He's keeping us from the Discord.
It's the deep God state.
Breaking news.
I don't know. It's up to them, though. I wouldn't, that's kind of a lot.
I'll
what
jump
do you
on the
do
Discord
on this
today.
Discord?
Yeah, do you send so like, naked photos or?
Yeah, so Discord is a message board service, right? It's an app you can have on your phone, you can have it on desktop. And so if you're a member of the Patreon, you get to talk to your fellow angels who are also heathens. And my heathen angels. And they just, you know, they talk about things. Not necessarily about the God Pod all the time. They talk about whatever's interesting. They post memes. They post.
Oh, geez. Send the link right
funny
now.
Funny animal. Yeah. Okay. I'll send the link right now, gang.
Yeah.
I'm going to go up there. We're going to post some stuff.
So we'll get that in just a second. Fired up Discord. You have Discord already, Satan?
Oh, yeah. I know what
Discord is. Of course you do. Of course he does.
I don't.
Satan, you. Yeah. No.
Discord is pretty cool.
I think it's kind of strange that a service meant for people talking to each other is called Discord, because isn't that like fighting?
Is it like private stuff that people can't like see and read? Like one of those like...
Yeah, I mean, well, you can
only access...
I don't
know if it's one of those.
You can only access our Discord server if you're a member of the Patreon. So it's like...
Ooh,
you
know,
it's a better experience. Yeah.
Cool.
It's a safer place.
I love it.
The legend Cadus asks, "Hey Psyche, I think God and Satan both need a good pegging. That may bring them together." Ooh.
So the legend Cadus, thank you so much for your question, and less of a question, more of a statement.
Let me ask it in question form. Can you peg them, please?
You know, I don't think we're there yet in this session. I think it would cost a little bit more money, a little bit more time, and a little bit more trust. And I think we need to sit in the uncomfortableness because it's going to be very uncomfortable sitting with a peg up your bum. Mm.
That's what it means. Response. I love that response. Yeah.
So, but legend Cadus, thank you so much for helping Psyche out.
Five stars. Five-star review. This is all good. It's time for, you know what, since we're all here together again, I thought we should do some more couples counseling.
Oh, yes.
As long as I have you on the clock, Psyche. And I just wanted to talk about the progress that I thought me and Satan made since last week. We did play that game of catch.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
How'd it go?
It was great. And then we watched the Field of Dreams game on TV.
Mm-hmm. So I was going to ask is if you were the one that actually, you know, brought the idea to the White Sox, and didn't they play the Yankees? Did I make that up?
Yeah. Did you see this? This is
were
such
an American
thing.
Were you the one that
thing.
Came up with this? Because I feel like my idea was put into your head.
Isn't this crazy?
This. I think you must have
been watching this OV and like you were like, wait, we just talked about this last week on the God Pod. We made a Field of Dreams reference in our first couples counseling therapy session, and then next thing you know, there's Field of Dreams, man, and they're playing the song, and Kevin Costner's walking out of the fucking cornfields, man.
Yeah, nothing
and it's
is
just
sadder
like,
than watching Kevin Costner walk these days. Am I right?
He's still hot. He's still got it, and it's like America's back, baby. America's back.
Is
and
that then, what this was all about? Was talking about America being back?
No. No, that was just how I interpreted
it. I'm not
it.
A sports person, so I
because
just
America
to see.
Is not back.
Okay? I didn't think so.
It's never no. But it was, you know, they milked that nostalgia. It was like, wait a minute, are we in the movie?
It was pretty fabulous.
Right. Mm. And then they had the baseball players walk out of the cornfield, and it's like, wait, are they dead?
Didn't it almost feel like where are the bugs? Like I feel like they'd have bugs on them and they'd be itchy.
I was like, wow, those ghosts from Field of Dreams all did steroids because they're huge now.
I wish that A-Rod came out with all of the, you know, problems that he's had recently.
I think he was there. I think I saw a picture. He was there. But I think that, I don't know. But anyway, the Yankees got their ass kicked by the Chicago White Sox. Satan.
Yeah.
How did the 1919 White Sox enjoy watching this game from hell? You know, there was like eight players from the 1919 White Sox, in case you don't know. They threw the World Series and got really? Paid by a mobster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sounds very Chicago.
And so therefore, they were all banned from baseball and subsequently went to hell. So anyway, Satan, how did those White Sox enjoy watching their team win?
They loved it. They watched the whole game like this. Hey, come on. What are we doing here? Come on.
Yeah, that tracks. And what did Babe Ruth, you know, the famous Yankee, think, you know, watching the game from hell?
Well, Babe is pretty cool. He jumps from heaven to hell all the time.
Does he live in heaven?
But
no,
man.
He does not. He lives in hell.
Oh, is he a bad guy?
He murdered his wife. Yes.
What?
You didn't know?
He murdered his wife? This is shocking.
Have you not been torturing him?
What?
Is he wandering in and out of limbo?
I had no idea. He was just coming down. He was like, hey, I'm just coming from heaven for a second. Could I come chill with you the whole time?
He murdered his wife?
Anyway, that's what some people say. So I sent him to hell just based on the rumor because I can't be, you know.
Why Babe Ruth allegedly murdered his wife. It's an alleged, not convicted.
Or did you just Google it?
What happened to Helen Ruth? Helen.
Hell.
Ah, Helen. Oh, Helen.
Babe Ruth and Helen. Okay. Anyway, moving on. I gotta say that without Jesus around, I feel like me and Satan have gotten way more chance to get close, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been weird. Like, I just, like, always assumed, like, you know, Jesus is there, God is there, you know, they got their stuff. But then, like, Jesus is gone, and I'm feeling like this weird, like, I've never wanted a dad before. Not once have I ever thought about having a dad. But then having a father figure has been dope, you know?
Yeah. You know, it's like, family's who you choose, you know? Jesus apparently isn't my son.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just his, like, I'm not even, I guess you could say I'm his stepdad. I think that's being generous.
Mm-hmm.
And Satan, you know, is one of my fallen angels, an angel that I created that fell from heaven. But yeah, I've enjoyed our time. You know, it's been idyllic, really, rolling around on the floor, playing tickle games.
Yeah, tickle games. That was one of the weirdest things we did.
Real Mufasa and Simba stuff, you know?
Yeah, oh, I don't seem to remember the scene in Lion King where Mufasa and Simba play tickle games.
But you don't remember that? They were rolling around, you know. I guess they wasn't, you know, I thought he was tickling him with his claws. Anyway.
Well, Psyche, did you get that video I sent you of me and God's filming, we're driving in the car, and then that song keeps playing. It's Friday night, it's Saturday, it's Sunday.
You know what? It didn't come through. I've been having really bad service over in Greece. But what I will say is I'm very happy that we are sitting here in our uncomfortableness, having a full circle moment. And God, I'm so proud that you are acknowledging this relationship with Satan and acknowledging the relationship that you have / had with Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, we still have a good relationship. But
there's always room for more, right? There's more in the heart that's open, and you can be open to Satan. You can be open to Jesus. You can be open to anyone. If you keep your legs closed.
I mean, I just feel
close,
like Satan is so much more my vibe, you know, like. Satan is hardcore, like me. Like, if we were to, like, switch places, would anyone, like, even know the difference?
I don't even know. I have no idea what that would be like.
Satan is Simba to my Mufasa. You know, you're like Psyche. I don't know.
A Timon or Pumbaa.
I'm like
thing.
Timon and Pumbaa mixed with the toucan.
Even a Zazu.
I'm a little Zazu. I think I'm Zazu, really.
I'm a little bit Zazu.
Right, you're Zazu.
I think that I'm Zazu for sure.
So, Moses is Rafiki because he's old, right? Wow, this is amazing. Is Jesus Scar? Like, he does have a lot of scars, right? He's got those holes in his hands.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
He just constantly sing with a bunch of hyenas. I see him always do that.
His 12 hyenas, right?
Yeah.
Man,
Akuna
this is not being around. not being around is really rough on Jesus. Like,
Hakuna Matata.
We're talking so much shit behind his back. And the funny thing is, he's the one doing the audio carpentry on this episode, so he's going to hear all of this.
Well, I love Jesus.
Oh, yeah. She says so she doesn't get edited out of the episode.
Sorry, Jesus. I haven't seen you take a beating like this since the crucifixion.
Woo!
Okay.
But anyway, here's the thing. I want to know, how do you guys feel, though?
I feel good. I mean...
Good.
He's still got a chip on his shoulder.
I hate to say it, but therapy really works.
Wow.
And let me reiterate, I hate to say something like that. I hate it. But it works. I feel more alive than I have in a long time.
Really?
I've also been slipping medication into his food.
Oh.
So,
This is making a lot more sense now. And yet again, I do not remember that scene in Lion King where Mufasa slips medication into Simba's food. Is that from 2 and a half?
What do you think, though, Satan? Should we try switching roles for a week, maybe? Maybe we should Freaky Friday this motherfucker.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm down.
Yeah.
Do you need me to do a spell to make that happen?
You're the only one that could ever do that.
I don't know if we should do it this week, though, because we got the party on Friday. I'm just
okay.
Like, just,
so can we do it for the following week, and I'll do a special spell, maybe. And I'll create some potions?
Yeah, maybe. We're just discussing the idea. So, Satan will be the one that leads off the show, and then, I'll just be here, making pyramid schemes.
Okay, bingo, bingo.
I'm really looking forward to the torturing evil bastards part in hell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so fun. It's so fun.
So tight.
And I'm really excited for the cribbage you guys play in heaven all the time.
Cribbage?
Cribbage. You guys don't know cribbage? Well,
the bingo. Just don't ruin the place. You know?
Cribbage is a game that a bunch of old people play.
Oh.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They play cribbage. They play bingo, bango. Let's listen. I'm a little worried about am I being too trusting, Psyche? I'm like, here I am about to hand over heaven to Satan.
No, I think that this is a great moment for us. It is a breakthrough moment.
How can I trust him to give it back?
It's a week. We have to sit in the uncomfortableness.
It's a week. And you know what, God? I mean, things are pretty bad as it is. So... it's okay. Now's the time to do it, you know?
But when the week's over, you promise to give heaven and the Tesseract back, Satan?
Oh, I will make sure.
Totally, totally. That's a promise I can guarantee. Now I know every promise I've ever made I've broken on purpose.
Yes, but this is therapy and this is a trusting space.
Mm-hmm. Trust
me. So we will not lie in therapy, Satan.
Trust me. I won't lie in therapy, Satan.
All right, because I'm going to talk to my lawyer and maybe get a second opinion from Jesus.
Okay, yes. I'll also talk to my lawyer.
Well, damn it.
And I'll talk to myself.
Maybe we should leave the lawyers out of this. This is just getting weird.
No, I've got to catch up with him anyway. He's being tortured.
You do love lawyers. Yeah.
I'm a big lawyer guy. I'm a big lawyer guy. Send me your lawyers, by the way.
I still love lawyer jokes. I'm just going to say.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with a good lawyer joke. That was my favorite joke in all of Lion King, was that really funny lawyer joke where Mufasa's hanging on the ledge and Scar goes, "This is the end, brother." And he goes, "I'll need to call my lawyer." And then he falls.
Hello, Scar. We didn't see you at the presentation of Simba. Oh, that's just awful. All right, let's move on to the me damn news.
Woo-hoo.
All right. This week, big news. Andrew Cuomo has resigned.
Yes.
16 people wrote about it on Twitter.
Way
here
more
are
than that.
The funniest reactions.
No.
Did I get that right?
No. So let's just talk about that shit. We were just talking about this last week, and I was saying that I never liked this guy.
Hmm.
Always got a bad vibe. I didn't think it would ever happen, but, way to go, world. Less perverts in power.
I have a lot of problems. Psyche has a lot of problems with this because, as someone that is a goddess and, been here for females trying to bring power,
mm-hmm.
I will say.
Don't laugh right after you say that.
No, yeah, someone did a heavy breath, and I was like.
It's like, but yeah, this is serious.
What I will say is I'm very upset that people have obviously known about this and no one did anything once again.
Why
so
does it always
we
take
can
so
all
long?
Blame Andrew Cuomo, but let's not get it twisted. There are a bunch of other people that are still running the government that let this slide.
Mm. And his brother, like, was running, you know, doing his brother thing. Trying to help him get out of it the whole time. He still got his job.
Let's just say I'm not really happy with anyone in the United States of America.
Yeah. Or in the universe.
That's a big group, but I stand by it.
Okay, cool. How about those Cuomo-sexuals, huh?
Well, it finally yeah, it's a hard time to be a Cuomo-sexual.
I bet Chelsea Handler's pissed. Remember when she went on a whole thing how she was going to date him?
Really? Mm-hmm. No, I don't remember. You know, I somehow, like, blocked out all of this.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, I see things like, I don't know, it's just pew, pew, pew. I just, you know, I just dodged those bullets. This happened? That's disgusting.
Mm.
You just made a sound there like you really enjoyed it. Mm. Anyway, Republicans, of course, they never resign, no matter what they do, which is a good point. At least this guy resigned. You know, they catch him. It takes a couple of years. You know,
hey, public pressure.
Public pressure, all kinds of stuff before they finally resign.
Mm-hmm.
Those Republicans, they never resign. They never even get asked to resign, and they're run for office again.
Mm-hmm.
So that whole both sides of the same Satan. So tired of that trope.
Sorry, I keep tweeting that.
Yeah.
It's mostly disturbed controversy.
As someone that's Italian, though, I would just like to say Italian and Greek, okay? Facts.
Right, right.
I'm not perverted. I'm just Italian.
Yeah, what was that? That was his defense?
I was so insulted personally for my own sense of life. Choice of being born into being a goddess of Greek and of Italian energy. I will say, I bet everyone at the Olive Garden was very offended by that.
Yeah, I think that was a terrible excuse. And I'm glad to not have to look at or think about him again in the future.
That video was crazy that he posted. Where it's just a bunch of a montage of him kissing and hugging people, and then
his that was his defense.
I'm Italian.
Hey, forget about it. No. All right. Another thing that we're talking about this week is members of Congress can still buy and sell stocks,
mm-hmm.
which is bad because I guess the reason this came up is because it came out that like Rand Paul. Voted against COVID-19 relief last year and then invested in remdesivir, which is like a bullshit medication for COVID that doesn't work, but that Trump was bigging up.
Oh, I thought this came about because of whatchamacallit. Why am I blanking? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Female Secretary of State.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because she bought because of Google and Apple and Mark Zuckerberg and everything.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of stories attached to this. People being shady and using their knowledge and governmental power. Yeah, on all sides to make money. And it's what are you going to do? When are you going
to? I blame Satan.
Satan, damn it.
Everybody blames Satan.
Yeah. So that's messed up. Good point.
It's an absolute crazy thing that they got to do that. And it seems like an easy fix. You just
stop doing that.
Sorry, no.
Sorry. Not sorry.
Sorry, no. Not for
crazy, you. Crazy shit going on. This is a headline. Florida's death toll now exceeds the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis's margin of victory.
You love a little bit of irony.
He won by 30,000 votes and 40,000 people have died. So
I'm not going to lie. I still have a, you know, a dream of being the first goddess to live in Celebration, Florida, which is part of Disney World. So please do not judge if I move to Florida.
Yeah. Mm. Psyche's a huge Disney adult goddess.
Yeah.
Like, she loves... I think they featured you in one of their movies. Well, you were like...
well, in yes, the, in Hercules. In the movie. Right,
in Hercules,
right,
you
right,
were there.
Right, Hercules, Hercules. Yeah, that was me.
That was
me.
Cool.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's you.
I like how quickly we went from Ron DeSantis to Disney.
Yep.
Florida comes up and Psyche is just like, Disney World.
Yeah, I just want to say, I don't want people to be like pointing fingers at me if there's a chance that I move to Disney World. I don't want people to think that I'm one of those. And I think that Florida is getting a bad rep when it comes to Florida. But I just want to say Disney World is a very different place. So I'd like to just clarify that.
They should try to go for statehood, Disney World.
Well, they should. Celebration, Florida. The
like
town,
the Vatican.
Absolutely. Yes,
yeah,
yes,
get
absolutely.
Statehood before, you know,
its own country.
Puerto Rico or Washington, D.C. Let's like do the corporate thing.
They've probably got tanks.
Oh, I'm sure.
Already. They've got helicopters. They've got a global like ministry of information.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you guys not seen It's a Bug's Life tanks that they've got?
Yeah. They look like ladybugs.
It's the most adorable little army you've ever seen.
Yeah. The Peter Pan choppers. He can fly.
So
they can fly.
No, you know what it is? It's the Tink Tanks. Like Tinkerbell? Tink Tanks.
The Lilo and Stitch missiles.
No matter how wrong they are, you're always rooting for their army. It's just so cute. wow. Disney Army. Okay. So let's move into more, because we got to talk about it. This Delta variant is ruining everyone's fall plans, apparently.
Yeah.
I've seen a million of these tweets. Did you all have fall plans? Because I didn't.
I had many fall plans.
No, I'm just decorating the house in some classic goddess garb of Halloween. We like celebrating Halloween in the goddess home. So that's about my biggest plan.
What are your go-to designs?
This year, the theme is dead and breakfast. An inn,
nice.
If you will. So, you know, that's kind of what the game plan is. That was my big fall plans, was shopping at Home Goods. So, yeah.
Fun.
Yeah, I was going to throw a rave. I was planning a lot of different rave events.
Right.
Unfortunately, though, what I came to realize is the crossover of people that like going to raves and people that don't like getting vaccines is larger than I expected, you know?
Really? It's fascinating. Yeah. Would never have guessed. Never have guessed.
Really? I probably would have guessed, honestly.
Yeah, so Arnold Schwarzenegger tore into them this week. It was funny because on Monday I saw him write a very nuanced and, well-written post on Facebook about, listen, you know, you got to trust people who are experts with what they know. You want to build the perfect bicep? You ask me. You come to me. That's my Arnold.
I love Dracula Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You want, get to the chopper. Anyway, yeah, and then he's like, if you want to learn about vaccines, you go to people that have been doing it their whole life, right? Dr. Fauci, you don't fucking go to a Facebook group. And then by the next day, he was just calling them schmucks living in denial.
So
I'm pretty
that.
Sure he reads the comments on his posts.
I think
because
he
I
does.
Guarantee you he changed no one's mind. And they immediately started saying the most, you know what they started saying to him? They're saying that his father was a Nazi. That's their immediate go-to.
Oh.
And yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But was he?
He may have been.
I'm kidding. I love the Terminator.
Matter, even if he was.
That was awful. I shouldn't have said that. I meant it as a joke.
I think he actually wrote a really good piece about watching either his dad or his uncle, who was a Nazi, have to live with the regret of being a Nazi for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
What?
Really interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I saw a really good. I'll lift up Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Send it. Send it, goddesses.
Me and Satan both agree on Arnold. That he's all right.
He's a good love guy.
Well, no, you know what? I'll tell you what I don't he's like about perfect. Arnold. No, you know what? I'm going to come from the goddess point of view. He cheated on Maria Shriver, who's an angel and a goddess, and mm-hmm. had a child, you know, and mm-hmm. and that's all fine. You know, it is what it is. But I think that if that was a woman that would have done that, there would have been more shame. So I'm still mm-hmm. a little upset with Arnold. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I like that. Mm-hmm. Screw him. He's going to hell, baby.
Yeah, you're right. He did break one of my commandments. Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Yeah.
Have you seen the son he had out of that relationship? Very buff.
Looks just like him.
Have you seen the son he had with Maria Shriver?
Looks nothing like him.
He's beautiful. He's beautiful.
He's stunning. He looks like Maria.
I saw an interesting thing comparing why people don't believe in the vaccines and why people don't trust doctors with mm-hmm. the fact that we don't have universal health care, so nobody can go see doctors on a regular basis. So, people that only go see a doctor once every year, once every 3 years, aren't going to trust them because they're never going to see them. There's no relationship there. Whereas in Britain, where people are getting tons of vaccines,
or in Canada,
they go every week. They go every week if they want.
Shocker. Everything's upside down and backwards in the United States. Satan, I know you have to run soon, but I wanted to talk about this. Studies reveal new long COVID symptom of erectile dysfunction. I think I mentioned this previously, but everyone's catching on now. Yeah, if you get COVID, you're six times more likely to suffer from erectile dysfunction, and the medicines don't work on your mm-hmm. limp dick.
No, see, so, I just want to say something. Like, I had nothing to do with COVID, the beginning of it, but this one was our team got together, threw it on last year.
You're going to take credit for this one, right?
Yeah, this is us.
Now that...
The deaths, I'm not taking responsibility for that. But this is funny, and I'll grab onto it. This is us.
Right. On the lighter side of the news, anti-vaccine protesters stormed the BBC headquarters years after it moved out.
Yeah, the wrong building.
The wrong place.
The wrong address.
That's some Four Seasons shit right there.
If you were wondering if they're smart, surprised they're not. All right. Bless, Smite, and Second Coming. Things we liked, things we hated, things we want more of. Satan, you want to go first?
Heck yeah. I want to bless Psyche. I just really like your energy. You know? Mm-hmm. It's a lovely energy, and it's much appreciated. I want to smite, let's go with something easy. I'm going to smite Ron DeSantis. Mm-hmm. And just really quick, an update before we move on. Bango, bango, right into... SatanIsGod.com@gmail.com. We got some big, big emails coming in. Guys, you know how Ron Perlman reached out last time? The real Ron Perlman at gmail.com. He wrote back big, big after I shouted out last time.
No.
He writes, unjoin. So we're making some progress there. I think he's ready to commit.
He doesn't know that it's unsubscribe.
And that's what I want more of. I want more emails, baby. I will forget to read them or respond to them, depending on the week. But write them anyway.
Do I get to say it?
Yeah. You get to do whatever you want. You just said that like you were four. I just wanted to hold you up and go,
it was a therapy
the whole world.
I want to bless Satan for being misunderstood. And I want to bless God for being open and sitting with the uncomfortableness of wanting to switch and do a Freaky Friday moment soon. So I want to bless both of you for being so progressive in this therapy. I want to smite Andrew Cuomo for blaming the Italians for being perverted. And I would like the Second Coming to be... I'm just excited for me to actually see all of the beautiful listeners that God and Satan have created and I get to be a part of. So I'm very excited for that Second Coming.
All right. Ooh. I would like to bless that review. Anywho, I think it set the tone today. So thank you, Sam. I would like to bless the Lion King comparison. That's a lot of fun. I can't wait to tell Moses that he's Rafiki. I would like to bless the Disney army and the Tink Tanks and the all the things. And all your ideas that you had for the party. Love it. I would like to smite the Flying Spaghetti Monster for always being so litigious with his graven image. And second coming, I would more people getting tickets for the party. Don't wait until the last second, gang. I'm like, is anybody going to come? We'll get, 20, 30 patrons, maybe 10 new sign. I guess it's like 40 people. That's pretty good. That's pretty good for a party. But we can always have more. Tickets are going fast.
They are. And there's going to be a lot of scandalous behavior going on and exclusivity and things that you have no idea. And, we've never seen Satan before in an interview. So this is huge.
I'm ready for my first down interview. And if you're wondering what's going to happen, it's going to be a lot of this the next day on the God Pod. It's going to be, you guys remember that thing? And you're not going to
know. You won't remember unless you're there.
Yeah. It's like one of those things.
Reminder to come to the party. It's Monday today, unless you're listening to this on Tuesday or Wednesday. I don't know. But on Friday, August 20th, we're having a live recording party. You can be there. You can talk to us. It's going to be fun. And other than that, thank you for listening to the God Pod. I want to see you there. Everyone's who's anyone is going to be there. God and Satan will be there. Jesus, Psyche, Mary Magdalene. What about you? Get your tickets before they run out. We only have 500 tickets available for this, and they're going fast. Get the link to the event in the show notes for this episode, or find me on Twitter at TheGoodGodAbove. The link is in my top tweet. I want to party with you!
Woohoo!
The Lord has spoken.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now, and the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products, and we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.